104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest blockbusters and original series for Marvel and Star Wars on Disney Plus. Watch Guardians of the Galaxy, The Mandalorian, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Gossip Now with Pretty Malik. What have you got?
Eddie Murphy says he's already started work on Shrek 5.
Yay!
This is going to be the follow-up to 2010's Shrek Forever After. He also told Collider that Donkey is going to have his own movie. Aww. Now, we've seen other Shrek stuff, but it was not voiced by Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, but you couldn't tell a difference in that.
Yeah, you couldn't. But this is all the other stuff had nothing to do with the original Shrek movies.
Okay.
So this is going to be a continuation of that. However, Universal has not commented on the situation, but Eddie says they've already started work, and it's going to be releasing next year.
There we go. New Shrek on the way.
Let's talk more movie news. Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis are reuniting for Freaky Friday. Friday 2. The original movie came out in 2003, starring the two of them, and there was a lot of talk that they may be reprising it, and finally they shared some photos from the sets of the movie, so we know it's definitely happening. It's going to be released in 2025. Nala, Chad Michael Murray
is confirmed
to return to the movie.
So this is when they swap bodies,
correct,
right?
Yeah.
She becomes the mum, becomes Lindsay.
It is such a classic. I think I've watched that so many times over the years. Great movie. I love Lindsay Lohan.
This is great.
So that's going to happen. And then they're adding Maithri Ramakrishnan from Never Have I Ever to the cast as well.
Hi, it's Lindsay Lohan, and you're listening to The Chris Fade Show.
I like her voice.
It sounds like AI, right?
Yeah, really does.
Yeah, she's got a good voice.
So I need you to text her and say,
I'm not going
to
message her.
Say congratulations on the movie. Okay. We're super excited. We'd love for you to talk about it.
Okay, sure.
Okay, you can do that. So. Okay, talking about comebacks, Will Smith is making his big return to the award show stage. The BET Awards on June 30th. That's this weekend.
They're the awards that will let him be there, right?
He's going to perform a new song. Brand new song.
That's awesome. He's coming back with music.
Oh,
that's so good.
So hopefully it's all going to be great. Obviously, we'll report on it the next day.
We love Will.
Finally, the bartender at this New York hotel where Justin Timberlake was dining before he got in the car and got arrested with a DWI has spoken out. Now, this bartender and other employees in the establishment say he only had one drink. He was only served one drink. There was nothing else that was given to him.
Okay.
They confirmed that. So, obviously, we have to look at what the drink was, what was in it, because in New York State, you are allowed one drink, but it depends on when he had it, like how long the time was between finishing the drink and getting in the car.
You would have to drink the drink basically in the vehicle, I would feel, to get that rating.
No, it would be like right before.
What is the legal limit in America? Do you know? In Australia, it's 0.05.
Hold on, I'll tell you New York
State. So we know the 0.05 is what you can't blow into and get over.
Right.
0.05%.
Oh, so it's the same. It's the same in Australia 0.05, which means that usually means one beverage you can have initially.
Yeah.
Then you can have one every single hour.
Oh, wow.
One an hour. It allows your body to do what it does and keep you under 0.05.
I mean, I think the UK's got zero tolerance, and quite right. I know the UAE is, which is
really
great.
Yeah.
No, none.
Now, you may also be seeing some reports of some other illegal substances being involved. That is not true. That was tweeted by a parody account on X, and people have taken it and ran with it. So do not believe that headline.
All right. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.